This podcast is brought to you by Lightspeed. Wear a better headset. Wear a Zulu.
Hi, this is Mark Cook reporting from AirVenture 2008 for Kit Planes and AvWeb. There's been a lot of discussion at the show here after yesterday's talk with the FAA about changes to the 51% rule and potential changes that are coming up. We had a long discussion about that. I don't know if it was more clear or less clear after the discussion, but there's certainly a lot of opinions around, and we're kind of canvassing the manufacturers to get their point of view. I'm talking now with Scott Baker of Velocity Aircraft. Velocity, of course, is one of the pioneers of quick build componentry, very sophisticated design with the intent of making airplanes easier to build for regular consumers, and also has developed customer assistance over the years that all play into making the airplanes easier to build and really increasing the completion rate and safety of the airplane. So, Scott, I'd like to ask you generally your opinions on where the FAA is going with this, and if you would crystal ball a little bit, if you were the king, what would you like them to do?
Good questions all. you're correct in the Velocity has pioneered the commercial customer build assist at programs at the factory, and what we realized as a composite kit manufacturer is that many people just didn't understand the world of working with composites. So ours was more of an educational program as opposed to a rapid and accelerated commercial builder assist that we're seeing now in some other companies. From that point of view, the FAA is very happy with Velocity Aircraft and its kits, and we have a wonderful relationship with the Orlando office. And at this point, our company is petitioning the FAA to be allowed to provide even more sub-assemblies and to make it easier and safer for customers to put things together. I didn't see anything new from the proposed clarification of the rules. It's everyone understands the spirit of the experimental home-built regulations. There were some nuances there that caught some people by surprise. From our company's point of view, we are not only grandfathered in from our quick build kits, but even if we were not, our kits would clearly qualify for the 51% rule.
Well, now one of the real contentious issues is how do you define fabrication? The FAA said we want 20% quote-unquote fabrication. Now, composite airplane, we know to do right and to design right from the manufacturer's standpoint has a fair amount of prefabrication done to it, to control quality and control weight and things like that. How does that impact your design?
That's the big question, and we'll be inviting the FAA to come into the inspection and evaluation team to come to Velocity to find out if there are any issues there that they're concerned about. But right now, it's my understanding that even with our quick build kits and all the prefabbed assemblies, we still fall within the 51% rule.
Now, I think what gets lost in some of this is people seem to think that excessive commercial assistance, which is I use in quotes because that's how the FAA kind of applies to it, takes all the building out of building an airplane. That's not quite true, is it?
No, not at all. Ours, for example, it takes an average person, even with the quick build packages, takes an average person 6 months to assemble. So that certainly from a time and task point of view, there's a lot of building remaining in the aircraft.
Now, I think one of the issues, of course, is people who are literally having airplanes built for them and not really doing the work that they claim that they're doing on the affidavits. If you were king and running the FAA, how would you approach this issue?
Consumers and buyers of these aircraft now are less technically minded, and we're seeing that the buyers of especially the high performance cross country aircraft are less interested in building and more interested in owning the latest technology and advances in safety and economy and performance. If I were king, I think that there's room for a new category of aircraft, one that would allow 100% commercial assistance, but still have an experimental category on the aircraft with all the limitations that apply to experimental aircraft. I think that's the best of both worlds. At that point, these aircraft would not be used in the commercial world. They would not be used for flight training. They'd be used for private enjoyment and for businesses to get around.
Well, you've got my vote for king. I appreciate your time today. This is Mark Cook. We're talking with Scott Baker of Velocity, reporting from AirVenture 2008.
So, do you Zulu? If you do, then you already know that you're wearing a better headset. Weighing in at just 13 ounces, there's nothing quieter than the Lightspeed ANR Zulu. Bluetooth enabled, the Zulu is also available with panel power. There's simply no other headset that gives you the complete Zulu package.